Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS for 15% off.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Told you that a federal judge, the same judge that authorized the unlawful surveillance of Republican senators, just tried to throw Kristi Noem in prison for following the Constitution. And what if I told you that when he did, she openly declared that she'd do it all over again? Well, now an appeals court just handed down its decision, and you are not going to believe what they ruled. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. For weeks now, the legacy media has been trying to convince their rapidly dwindling audience that Trump officials are breaking the law, defying court orders, and acting like rogue agents. And it all really seemed to begin in earnest back in March when Judge James Boasberg, he is the same Obama-appointed judge who oversaw the FISA court that spied on Trump's 2016 campaign. He's the same Obama-appointed judge that authorized Arctic Frost, which was the secret operation where the FBI obtained access to the phone records and locations of a number of Republican senators. Yeah, that very same Judge Boasberg. Well, true to form, back in March, he issued a court order to turn deportation planes around mid-flight. Do you remember this? So these are the planes full of Tren de Aragua gang members headed for El Salvador. Boasberg actually had the gall to order the planes while they were mid-flight to turn around and bring these TDA gang members back into the United States. I don't remember this guy making a peep when they were all entering into our country en masse by the tens of thousands during the Biden era. So I guess for him, our southern border is like Hotel California. You know, you can easily check in, but you can never leave. Well, we're now finding out that it was actually Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem that gave the original order to the pilots to tell this judge to pound sand. So Noem was the one who said an explicit no to this judge's order. The planes kept flying. And now both the judge and the Democrat mouthpieces in the legacy media have been left screaming, contempt, contempt of court, contempt of court. Now, in fairness, the DOJ has looked into the Trump administration's handling of this activist judge's order, and they concluded that Kristi Noem acted perfectly within the confines of the Constitution. She did absolutely nothing wrong. And that's because, according to the DOJ, Boasberg's ruling, his original ruling to turn the planes around, was oral. And the judge's oral instruction, again, according to the DOJ, lacked the force of a binding injunction. And his written order issued later that was a binding injunction did not apply to people who had already been removed from U.S. soil since the planes had already landed in El Salvador. In other words, by the time the written order, the binding order came down, those planes had already landed. And so the order is null and void because they're not under his jurisdiction now. They're under El Salvador's jurisdiction. So to be clear, Judge Boasberg's initial instruction was verbal. It was an oral order issued during a hearing. It was not a formal written injunction with the binding legal force required to support criminal contempt charges against Kristi Noem. So according to the Justice Department, for contempt of court to apply, the court order must be sufficiently clear, specific, and formally issued, meaning that it needed to be written down so that, appeals. So in the process of appeals, the order can be evaluated in terms of its constitutionality and the like. Its sentences parsed, you name it. It needed to be written down. Because Boasberg's demand to turn planes around mid-flight was communicated verbally during proceedings, it lacked that binding authority. By the time any written order was formalized, the deportation flights had already landed in El Salvador, meaning the detainees were no longer on U.S. soil or subject to U.S. court jurisdiction. Now, that said, an appeal was issued almost immediately by the DOJ to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. This right after Boasberg had given his initial verbal and then written ruling. And then Boasberg, being the typical left-wing activist nut that he is, decided to use that appeal as an occasion for filing contempt of court charges against Noem. And the appeals court just handed down their decision on both the DOJ's dismissal of Boasberg's oral instructions and Boasberg's threatened contempt charges against Noem. Butter the popcorn, you won't believe what they ruled. If you're looking for a place where you can speak freely, connect with fellow patriots, and be encouraged every single week, you got to check out the Courageous Patriot Club. It's more than a membership. It's a family. And to give you a glimpse of what it's like, I've opened up one of our most popular features, exclusive for our club, Turley Walks. Head on over to turley.pub/turleywalks to watch a free preview. It's quick, it's uplifting, and it's the perfect first step into a community built on faith, freedom, and hope. Back in August, a 3-judge panel in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out Boasberg's contempt ruling by a 2-1 vote. The two Trump-appointed judges sided with the administration, finding that Boasberg's order lacked sufficient clarity to warrant contempt proceedings. One judge went even further. He compared Boasberg's demand to turn planes around mid-flight to a 1973 court order that tried to stop U.S. bombing in Cambodia, and the Supreme Court had to issue an immediate stay of that order back in the 1970s, precisely because, in this judge's words, any independent judicial order to turn around planes mid-flight would have been indefensible constitutionally. It would have, in effect, put unelected judges in charge of our nation's security and international relations rather than chief executive. And so as of just a few days ago, the full appeals court officially declined to reinstate Boasberg's contempt finding. There's simply no basis for it, precisely because of what the DOJ found. There was no clear binding written order that existed at the moment of the alleged violation. A verbally communicated instruction simply does not meet the legal standard for contempt, a distinction the appeals court ultimately agreed with. So the beauty here is that that's two losses in a row for this ludicrous activist judge. But ironically, that's literally par for the course in this whole appellate process. There's a bigger picture here that the legacy media is completely ignoring precisely because it doesn't fit their pre-scripted narrative. Check this out. You're going to love this. You're not going to love this part, the setup. Since Trump took office, activist groups have filed over 160 lawsuits and obtained more injunctions in mere weeks than Biden had to face his entire 4-year term. But here's the kicker. Do you want to take a guess as to Pam Bondi's and the DOJ's win record against all these lawsuits and injunctions? She's winning on appeal at an incredible rate. We're talking upwards of 90% of all high court appeals. It's actually over 90%. She's now 22 for 23 in the last 23 Supreme Court cases. She's won 22 of them. That's if I'm doing my math right, that's more like 96%. Now, this is how the legacy media is going to fudge a massive win on that scale there. This is how they fudge the data. Because the Trump administration's win rate, while it's extraordinarily high at the Supreme Court level, it's actually very low among these crazy left-wing appellate courts, as you would think. They lose, they actually lose like 60% of their cases, but that's precisely because the left-wing activists who first bring the lawsuits, like the ACLU, they court shop. They find courts and appellate courts that are sympathetic to their politics and consistently demonstrate a left-wing bent. So that's what the legacy media, being progressive realists, that's what they fixate on. They fixate on the Trump administration's loss rate, massive loss rate at the lower court level, and completely ignore the 96% win rate at the Supreme Court. The Trump administration is simply, it's unprecedented how much they're winning. Just contrast that with Biden's pathetic record when virtually every single one of his COVID executive orders were overturned by SCOTUS or student loan forgiveness program. Biden won less than 50% of his cases that went before the Supreme Court. Justice Kavanaugh, for example, votes in favor of the Trump administration about 90% of the time, but he voted only about 40% of the time in favor for the Biden DOJ. That's a 50-point differential in Trump's favor. And yet, which administration is the legacy media going to fawn over as the protector of democracy? And as for Kristi Noem, she's not backing down in the least. She knows she doesn't have to. She has repeatedly made it clear to both Boasberg and every activist judge trying to stop deportations, you don't run immigration policy. We do. This isn't about one court case. It's about whether unelected judges can override the executive branch on national security. The appeals court said no. The Constitution says no. And Kristi Noem said no. The fight for constitutional integrity isn't over. But a 96% success record means one unmistakable thing. We are winning. And we're winning big.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.